Tell me about Linda Davies' Longbow Girl. This is for 10 years and above, is that right?
That's right. And I suppose because the central character is a girl, that's who you feel that it would be aimed at. But actually, there's much for boys who will be attracted to this book as well. It's a good, strong story. And the main character is called Mary Owen, who's a young girl who's living in Wales with her parents on a farm. She's very strong-minded, and she's had to contend with an injury which will leave her scarred for life. But she's very resourceful and single-minded, and she loves archery, riding her ponies and exploring the countryside. And then one day she discovers that there's some treasure buried in the land owned by her family. And it looks like it might be a chapter or a passage from a lost book of Welsh legends, possibly the Mabinogion. And if this proves authentic, it would be very valuable indeed, and means that the family's money problems would be resolved once and for all. So she delights in this treasure for what it might mean, but also for the mystery and the stories that it holds. But she's got this strange foreboding, and she feels that unearthing this treasure might actually unleash some quite sinister events. So while an archaeologist is investigating the find and working out whether it's authentic, Mary does her own investigating, and she has to draw on her resources quite significantly. She faces dangers in this world, but also in the past. Mary's a good horsewoman, and she practices archery, and she also teaches herself to swim underwater. And this skill helps her travel in time. So she goes back to a period when Henry VIII was living, and he was ordering at the time the culling of ponies, just like her own. So it's quite emotive for her. But she has to go back to this period in time to more change history a little bit so that she protects the lives of her ancestors, the people in the present day. So there's so much in this book, and yet it's beautifully handled. I'm not necessarily a fan of historical themes in novels, I'm afraid, but I really love this book. There's really strong characterisation of Mary and also her friend Jane, so there's a good boy interest in there as well for boys to read. And I was gripped all the way through, so parents, you read this too. She's a really strong female heroine, and it's a brilliant page-turning book, really gripping.
Well, as always, you've made me want to read all the books that possibly are. I wonder how I'll retire, and I shall just get a list of books from you to do. Well,